Thank you very much, President Seligman, for your kind and generous introduction. Chairman Whitmer, President Seligman, Dean Guzik, Professor Pearson, members of the Rochester Area Assembly Delegation, ESDC Upstate President Dennis Mullen, ladies and gentlemen and friends of the university. May I say what a pleasure it is to be back in this great city of Rochester and to be here on the campus of the prestigious University of Rochester. My congratulations to you, President Seligman, to you, Chairman Whitmer, I keep saying Whitman, and to the entire U of R family on the occasion of this groundbreaking for the building that will house the Clinical and Translational Science Institute. Through this institute, the U of R will not only build on its legacy of innovations that ease human suffering. Together, we are taking a giant step toward making this region a world center for biomedical research. As proud as I am to have supported this critically important project, your true champions in the People's House of the Legislature are the leaders who comprise your Rochester Area Assembly Delegation. Assemblymember David Gant, the Dean of that delegation. Assemblymember Susan John, our Labor Committee Chair, who really fought for this project and whose district is the home to this project. Assemblymember Joe Morelli, who authored the acclaimed report, Creating a State of Innovation. And Assemblymember David Kuhn, a powerful voice for this region on our Committee on Economic Development, Job Creation, Commerce, and Industry. These talented leaders work tirelessly to provide for the health and well-being of all New Yorkers and to build that university-based, high-tech, job-creating 21st century economy that will revitalize this region's economy. I am proud to represent them as the Speaker of the New York State Assembly. Let me also commend our partners in government who supported the CTSI and who share our commitment to building an innovation economy throughout this Empire State. None other than our hardworking Chief Executive, Governor David Paterson, who is represented here today by his upstate president of the Empire State Development Corporation, Dennis Mullen. As you know, we are mired in a global financial crisis that is having and will have a profound impact on our state's economy. We will need to make very difficult choices. There will be cuts made in New York State. But we will not abandon upstate New York. We will not shrink from our promise and our responsibility to rebuild the upstate economy. And we will not ignore the future. It will be an enormous mistake not to make the investments that will transform and revitalize the upstate economy, that will generate the well-paid jobs, the careers, and the business opportunities that New Yorkers need. And that will reduce the state's dependence on Wall Street revenues. The critical things that we must do, we absolutely must do. We must make sure that the innovations that come from our great colleges and universities are commercialized here in New York and become solid jobs and real opportunities for all New Yorkers. Now, President Seligman mentioned that I became Speaker in 1994. At that time, I visited upstate New York and was very impressed in visiting in Buffalo the Roswell Park Cancer Hospital. When I was there, I found out that the state of New York, through Roswell, owned the patent on the state-of-the-art test for prostate cancer, the PSA test. And I found out that New York State actually got a penny or two for every test that was administered worldwide as a result of owning that patent. One of the sad things I found out, that not one job was created in New York as a result of that discovery, as a result of that creation, that all of the jobs associated with the test were in Western Michigan, not Western New York. And I found out that Roswell and the state of New York own patents on hundreds of medical devices and medical treatments that were discovered at Roswell, and that not one job in producing those treatments or those devices, except the research and the creativity, were in New York. So I have set forth with projects like this to make it essential that when an innovation is produced here in New York at this CTSI, that this state be ready with the investment capital, with the regulatory assistance to ensure that the economic benefits of those innovations benefit New Yorkers and New York State directly. Rest assured that my colleagues in the Rochester area, our assembly delegation seated here, are ready and eager to help you build that world-class biomedical industry right here in Rochester with the U of R as its hub. Again, I want to congratulate the leadership of this great university and all of its partners, and I hope that we will be at the ribbon cutting for a completed CTSI very soon. Thank you for inviting me here today.